Yeah, we're disappointed, you know, but proud. We left it all out there. I think we had enough chances to be in the game towards the end. The goal is allowed. We missed the goal chances in the first half. They're critical because they didn't miss theirs, and that was probably the difference in the end. But we worked extremely hard, and I thought we done ourselves justice. You know, they won Division 3 and we won Division 4, so that's the gap that we were trying to bridge, and I felt we did bridge it, and I thought we played really well. And look, we're very proud of ourselves. We're disappointed because we're very competitive, but we're proud of ourselves leaving here today.
I mean, you were competitive right to the end. A few talking points, obviously the Niamh Rice, you didn't have her today. I think that was a COVID issue, a massive loss.
Yeah, look, I thought we changed the system slightly because of that. We normally have a 3 inside and we went with a 2 inside, and you know, it left one less runner inside to give a ball in, you know, and they had a sweeper, so it's a little bit more difficult. But like, that's why we have the squad we have. You know, the girls that come off the bench again today really gave us a lift towards the end, because we actually finished the better team. And you know, that goal I felt should have stood. If that had went in, could have been a different 5 minutes towards the end. You know, they were under pressure and they were panicking a little bit, and it just didn't go our way in the end, but you know, it is what it is.
Yeah, like the Cade Flood goal, it was a controversial moment. With 5 minutes left, it would have made it a 3-point game. Was it a square ball, or was it a free out, or was it a push? What exactly was it?
He gave a square ball, but it wasn't a square ball. In my opinion, the ball was in the air in the square and she ran into it, so that's the rule, I'm sure. So like, it was a bad decision, but didn't go against, it went against us, so unfortunately. But we had a couple of goal chances ourselves, regardless of that one that we missed. So we can't afford to miss them chances in against teams like these. They're probably going to win it. Maybe them or Westmead, maybe from the far side, I'd say probably favourites. So look, we were a little bit unlucky, and we're happy enough with our performance as well.
Three down at half time, but you got the start. You were looking the second half. The goal from Kate, the point which from Lauren, who had just come back in after the sin bin, put you ahead, and you were looked to be in a very strong position at that stage.
Yeah, and then the mistake came, and they got the goal, and I think that just killed us a little bit. It knocked us back. You know, we had good legs and good energy at that stage, and then the goal went in, and it kind of, you know, knocked us back a little bit, and we had to try and get the energy back into the group again. Then the water break, it was right before the water break, the same as the first half, right before half time. So it was a little bit unlucky at times of the goals as well, but that's the, you know, that's football, and we recovered well. And even the 10 minutes that Lauren was off, I thought we'd done brilliantly with 14, and we put Denise back inside, and it worked well. And you know, they're a good side, they're very athletic, and I thought we matched them there, and that was something we talked about during the week as well. So yeah, no, it was a difficult day, but we'll take a lot from it and a lot of learnings from it as well.
That second goal they got, and it came about, you were caught out in defence, and that was a real killer at that stage. They got 2-3 with their reply, that ultimately the winning of the game, and you were struggling probably from your kickouts as well. They really got on top during that period.
Yeah, I thought look, we had the win in the first half and we didn't make hay with it. We should have been probably winning at half time, and we weren't, and that's always going to be difficult to try and go and win a game playing into that breeze in the second half against a team who are a counter attacking team as such. You know, they get bodies behind and they run through the lines, so it's always going to be difficult. We had our chances and we didn't take them, and fortunately, you know, against Offaly we took our chances and we had a good percentage of shooting after that, and I'd say it's probably low enough today. But look, we're happy enough. We're, you know, disappointed, but we'll be reasonably pleased, I suppose.
You feel ultimately maybe the fact that they were that division higher in the league, maybe it just in the end probably showed a little bit today, do you think?
Yeah, maybe a little bit. At certain times of the game, they kept the ball there for 2 or 3 minutes and they were cute luck towards the end of the first half, and a little bit of, I suppose, experience. We have a lot of young girls there who are only kind of learning the trade as well, which, you know, this is an invaluable experience to them playing at this level. Look, we've had a really good year winning Division 4 and getting to an All-Ireland quarter-final, and really, you know, putting up a performance that we can be proud of. So overall it's been a good year, and I think the girls will be, you know, happy enough with the year.
I mean, playing Division 3 football next year, that's really going to bring this group on, isn't it? And you'd be looking forward now with confidence to that campaign and an intermediate next year, having come off the back of a Division 3 campaign.
Yeah, look, and they're the champions of Division 3 and we ran them right to the end. So, like, we should have great confidence next year going in and playing them teams. And look, if we have any aspirations, it should be to go and try and get promoted again. That's the way you have to look at it. It's going to be difficult. You're going to be playing against that kind of quality every single week, but that's exactly what these need, because playing in Division 4 you can get into a rut and you're trying to develop and you've good players, and sometimes, you know, you go back to bad habits because you're playing against easier teams. You need to be playing against good teams week in, week out to develop and grow, and that's what we're going to get next year. So yeah, no, we're really looking forward to that, and it's going to be a great challenge for us.
I presume it's your intention to be still in charge next year, Wayne?
Oh well, if they'll keep me, we'll have to see. I'll have to see if they still want me. I don't know, but look, we'll definitely take a break for a few weeks. I think we all need a little bit of a rest, you know, with COVID in the last 2 years, being involved in the inter-county setup, it's been very difficult and very stressful for the management and the players and the county boards, and so we'll all need a little bit of a breather, I think, for the next few weeks, and the girls will go back to their clubs for the club championships, and I think everyone will just probably come down a little bit and relax, and we'll chat about that later on.
Yeah, fingers crossed the club championships can go ahead and on schedule, and naturally from your point of view you might be hoping to unearth a bit of new talent and, you know, maybe change it up and maybe add a few new faces for next season.
Yeah, we're always looking, we always keep an eye on the games. Even, you know, this year we wouldn't have been bringing anyone in through the year, but we've been at club games looking and keeping an eye on players, and, you know, we've noted a few players that we'd like to contact over the next few weeks, so we'll be keeping an eye on the championships as well. But look, there's great talent, and now it's just you have to have the interest to come in, and I think the success that this group has had in the last 6 months winning the league and being here, you know, it should give younger girls around the county, you know, great confidence of I want to be a part of that, you know, because they're a brilliant group, really, really good to play with, and really brilliant to manage. So, you know, any young girl who wants to really, you know, come in and compete in the group should definitely be looking, you know, over the next few weeks, and hopefully be in contact, and yeah, we'll see what happens.
You still see this as a work in progress? You think from this group there's still more to come?
I definitely do. We made a few mistakes today. We made more mistakes than they did, and I think that's probably what it was in the end, you know, so we have to look at that. But they're a very, very talented group, and we're growing and growing and growing. Our performances have been good. You know, we've talked with the down games last time, and we felt we left that behind us, and we improved on that, and we played well against Offaly, and we played well today. So we just have to look at how we can improve on today's performance and see can we get better going on in the future.